This is Press Row from SEC Media Days 2016 at the Hyatt Regency Birmingham Winfrey Hotel. Your calls on the Hardee's Hotline at 423-648-1051.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason as we broadcast today from SEC Media Days down in Hoover, Alabama. And yes, Jay and I are a couple of Auburn graduates, and we just now happen to be joined by the coach of the Auburn Tigers, Gus Malzahn. Coach, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great talking to Auburn guys.
How is this different? You had a run as coordinator. When you go through, this is kind of the first, like, I know you do tours in the spring, yeah. But I mean, this is the boom, media everywhere, scrutiny everywhere this time of year. How are these demands different as a head coach from your time as coordinator?
Well, it's completely different. You know, as a coordinator, you're just focusing on the X's and O's and the offensive players. And from a head coach's standpoint, you know, this is one of the things that that you go through. But for me, it always kicks off college football, because after media day, it's 110 miles an hour, and like I said, fall can't get here quick enough, for me.
You learn as you go. What would you say you have learned the most, given that you step into Auburn and have an unbelievably magical run in 2013? Midway through 14, it looked like, you know, it was another one, and then the end of that season, and then last season didn't go the way you want. What have you learned the most from this last year?
Yeah. Well, last year, really the biggest thing for me is we didn't execute on the offensive side of the football like our standards have been for a long time. We lost close games, and the two previous years we were the best in the country at winning close games. In this league, you're going to have close games, and you got to win those. And so the good thing is we've got a lot of experience coming back, which is always critical in this league being successful. Now, we are going to be better on offense. We're going to execute at a higher level. We're going to play better at quarterback. And defensively, we finished the season strong last year.
Look at your track record with Cam and with Nick Marshall. Obviously, those quarterbacks could run. How much is a running quarterback predicated to making your offense go?
Well, you know, we've been successful with different kind of quarterback. Chris Todd had a very good year, broke a lot of records and stuff like that. So we just got to figure out between the three guys that are fighting for the position, which all three can run our offense, but which guy is going to give us the best chance of being successful? And we will build around his strengths. And so hopefully we can figure that out sooner rather than later in fall camp.
You're listening to Auburn football coach Gus Malzahn here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, can you describe to the rest of us who just work normal jobs the pressure of coaching in this league?
Well, it's the best league in college football, and you got to win, and that's the bottom line. But really, from a coach's standpoint, you do your job, and you're trying to be as good as you can be. I really like the makeup of our players. I really like the makeup of our staff, and it just feels good, and looking forward to the season.
Coach, do you ever get to a point where you are uncomfortable, especially the last couple of months, when your phone rings? I mean, you had a couple of off-field incidents, not as bad as a lot of the other folks around the country, but it becomes a situation where it always feels like something, right?
Yeah. Well, you're in charge of 120 young men, but I'm proud of the time I've been at Auburn. I mean, there's a lot of great things that have happened off the field. Our team GPA is the highest it's ever been in the history of Auburn football. You look at our APR, I believe we were just barely behind Vanderbilt. A lot of great things happening. We just need to figure out a way to win those close games that we didn't last year, and I really believe the future's bright.
Got a could be a big one right off the bat. Nothing like us.
It will be a big one. There's no doubt Clemson's one of the best teams in college football with one of the best players, if not the best player. But we're playing at home. We've had success with first games in the past. You look at our history, and we're going to have to play well. But we're looking forward to it.
Gus, thank you so much for joining us up here in Chattanooga's Press Row, and we appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me, Gus.
All righty. Auburn football coach Gus Malzahn here on Press Row. All right, 648-1051 is the Hardee's Hotline. Back with the 4 o'clock hour. You're listening to Press Row as we broadcast live from SEC Media Days all week, brought to you by Ruby Falls and the Ruby Falls Zipstream Aerial Adventure. You're listening to Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
ESPN Chattanooga Studios. This is WALV-FM, Lakeside Chattanooga. ESPN 105.1 The Zone, a Brewer Media station.